Sorry, that took me fucking 10 years to get ready.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Well, my contact fell out while I was doing my makeup. Okay, I was talking to Mark about this earlier, that I was, when you were like outside, that I was like, podcasting is such a like, oh man, the manosphere, bro city. And I was like, most of what I do for it is like clean the room and put on my makeup. Like, it's pretty fucking domestic, you know?
Yeah, no, literally. You just have to be a real woman.
It's good in a little bit. Just there's a, sorry, we have like a
wide. I mean, how beautiful is it, the start of the cast is just a woman telling Mark, can you just be closer? Yeah. Can you just open up and come closer, please? And Mark's like,
hey,
at the opposite
end
of the couch.
Can we talk?
Yeah. It's 2024. The only time you can get a man to open up to you is having him on a podcast.
Wait, that's actually a genius fucking idea. Yeah. Is you're like, we're not going to couples counseling. We're starting a podcast.
We're starting a podcast. We're starting the What Are We podcast. And you do, that's the only way you can decide if it's a situationship or not, is you get on a pod and you're like, so how do you feel about dating nowadays? Especially the fact that we've been fucking for 8 months.
It's also a good thing, like, for women's end, to be like, so what are your thoughts on women?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, get a guy that's not
We're just for the Patreon, we're going to do sort of like the What Are We quiz, brought to you by Purple Mattress. And then you can just go ahead and go through with it.
Also, how did podcasting become a manosphere thing? Because I love podcasting, but least traditional manly thing ever to sit around and gossip over my. You're essentially MT, and you're like, I don't know if you saw what Andrew did the other day, but that was stupid. Yeah. And then he was on my podcast, and I said this, and I'm taking supplements now to be hot. It literally is like bored housewives. They're like, I work out all day, and Susie doesn't think I have this, but I have this. And then they said a mean thing about me on Twitter.
Joe Rogan's like, men and women are completely different. And it's like, you sit around and talk shit for 3 hours a day. What are you talking about?
And then
about,
focus,
dude,
on looking pretty.
Yeah.
And you sell other stuff. You're essentially like doing.
And you watch. You're like really invested in women's sports. Yeah. Like, you are like fully a woman.
Also, all the podcasts that sell supplements, those are just Tupperware parties. Those are like parties where it's like, Susie comes over and you're like, and let me tell you about this, sweetheart. And this is going to make you look so hot. Like, they're selling like a multi-level marketing makeup out of the garage. Did you know that the same supplements that Alex Jones sells are the same thing that Gwyneth Paltrow sells?
Yeah.
Goop. Really? They come right out of the same.
They just, it's different. It's like Patriot pills versus like whatever magical fairy dust.
It's the horseshoe theory where they eventually all do the exact same stuff. Because there's people like in deep LA that are just like, I don't want my water to have any sort of like purification from it. I don't want it to have any sort of fluoride. I want my kids to have it straight from Mother Earth into nature. And then Alex Jones is doing the same thing in a fortified bunker somewhere in West Virginia, where he's like, I don't want them to put the nanobots inside. But it's the same. It's Brita's eating off all that shit.
Yeah, like Alex Jones is like, the fucking chemicals in the water are making the frogs gay. And then there's someone in LA being like, if you really get in touch with nature, you'll realize you're gay. Like, you both think that nature makes you gay.
Yeah, they're just looking for different ways to become gay.
Yeah.
Making the frogs gay. Also, why would that be an issue? Like, why do you care if who the frogs fuck, Alex Jones? Like, is that like really on the top hit list there?
Also, the gay frogs are definitely the like tree frogs that are like, have all the wacky colors, and they're like, babe, I'm toxic.
Yeah. I'll kill you if you come too close. Yeah. Yeah, I got all these dots on me. Yeah. A lot of people in Bushwick looking like tree frogs. You know what I mean?
Poison darts. Also, are frogs a necessary to like the urban environment or something? Like, you know how they're trying to do those things where they're trying to like fix invasive species by making them all male?
I really love how this is Mark's classic thing, podcast listeners, to bring up a thing no one else knows and goes, well, you know about this. Well, you guys, well, surely you've been up at night and he'll say a thing that you've never even come close to thinking about. The fact you're like, you know, they're always jumping on invasive species trying to improve the male population. It's like,
we're
no,
find out
I'm not up at 3 a.m. on whatever forum on w.autismnews.net.
You guys know about tab 54. This is deep on tab 54 is when you open this one up. Just when you think you're about to get a night, 8 hour sleep, and then you're like, wait a minute, what are they doing to get the invasive beaver population in control in Canada? And
then what are they? That's the thing, is it is also fascinating when you bring up.
I mean,
it's never bad.
It's never great.
Yeah.
I forget what it is, but they're trying to genetically make, they're trying to make, like, sterilize, you know, like they'll sterilize animals. And then they try to breed sterile animals to kill. That's how they're trying to kill, like, the gnat flies. is they're trying to breed like dickless little beta gnatflies. So then they're going to breed, and ultimately it'll breed a bunch of dickless gnatflies that ultimately die. And that's kind of what they're doing with our kids with Common Core.
Dude, you know what's interesting? I was doing a... Look, I'm culturally autistic, okay? I'm like culturally Jewish and culturally autistic. So I have a little knowledge of... There's a... you know, like evolutionary mismatch theory? It's like the idea that like we're like an animal that doesn't live in the environment we evolved to live in. And so now we're like maladapted to our environment. And I was like trying to write a bit about it. And I was doing research about it. And apparently it happens in other animals too, as like a sort of like trickle down thing of like human industrialization. And one of them is there's this beetle in Australia that like the proportions that they're attracted to in female beetles, like a beer bottle that's made by this one Australian beer company is like those same proportions magnified. Like it's like how like men will like watch too much porn and then like a normal woman does nothing for them.
Yeah.
The male beetles are just fucking the beer bottles because they're hotter than the female beetles. Well, and they're like, the species is like not doing well.
I feel like I've almost been there myself sometimes. So you know, you're like, you talking about beetle? Is this a poor metaphor? I have a friend who's a beetle, right? And this guy, this guy's more in love with the bottle than anything else.
Can you imagine choosing beer over women?
Yeah. It's like, I like it because beer always makes you feel good.
When you're
there's been zero times you open a beer.
Kind of when you're drunk, it has the proportions of a warm hug. It emulates that same feeling.
Yeah, tell you what. Oh, my God.
A woman just kind of comes and kind of scratches you in the back with conditions. And you're like, get the fuck out of here. Yeah. Mad Dog 40 would never.
I pass out next to a beer. It's still there in the morning. Tell you that. It doesn't pick
but
up
it
and leave.
It is not there 10 minutes into the morning. It is
That is wild, though. That's kind of like the poor pigeons that were literally veterans. Literally World War II veteran. Literally helped kill the Nazis. And then now what do? We leave them to rot in the streets with the rest of the veterans. They're domesticated.
With the rest of the veterans.
That is true.
There are a lot
that's
of them
so
are
funny
homeless.
To focus they on the pigeons, though.
Pigeons aren't. They're in line at the VA. They're not there for the scraps. They're there to try to get the treatment they deserve.
They're trying to get feed. They're out there in line. And then it's terrible. Because they were the ones that were like, hey, the Nazis are coming. They flew a whole distance. And now people kick them on the sidewalk.
Yeah, now you're getting kicked out of their house?
That's because this country's swinging to the right, you know?
Yeah.
Start to kick a pigeon. It's because the Overton window is shifting.
But there's I have to tell them I don't carry corn on me.
Yeah, I wish I could, man.
Don't have any corn on me.
Yeah, it's just not right now. True pigeons, yep, fat, walking around.
There's a pigeon like today that I made a public gesture towards. Like anyone seeing this pigeon, I was walking and I was like, my foot, you're not gonna be able to see this, listener, but like pigeon was right here. And I was like, I'm completely within my rights to absolutely punt this pigeon to Staten Island, right? And then the pigeon finally started moving. But they're cocky in this city. Someone needs to come here. Maybe a guy wearing a bull shirt needs to come here and teach these pigeons a goddamn lesson.
I don't know. They're domesticated. They're supposed to be. That's why they're around people. Because it's like having dogs.
We like domesticated them?
We domesticated
pigeons. Wait, so what is it? We domesticated them to be like carrier pigeons?
Yeah.
But then we stopped using carrier pigeons. And now
and that's
just
why
like
they're around people. They can read your emotions.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, they can't read my emotions.
Yeah. Well, I mean, nobody can. You know what I mean? How do you read something that isn't there, Mark?
There's a swarm of pigeons following me around, circling, trying to figure something out.
Yeah. Did you get my text? Yeah.
This feels more like a log in shoes. I don't know what this is. Coo-coo.
Pigeons are great. I do want to do like a Patreon thing where I'm just sitting at a bench with a microphone. We feed pigeons together.
Yeah, that rips.
That's kind of a great time.
That's awesome.
That's what I want
to
do.
I got a pigeon to sit on my lap in London.
Really?
Pretty big.
How'd you do that?
Pretty big.
You just pat?
I had some like food or something and it came right up and sat on my lap. And I was like, I think this is like a city thing. I know where you're going.
Where am I going?
Just me, men, inclinations.
Oh, I was going to bring it back to the beer bottle thing. You were thick like a pigeon. He wanted to fuck you.
He said, what?
You were thick like a pigeon. And he's like, oh, this is like a giant, beautiful female pigeon.
Oh, I'm like the beer bottle proportion? I'm built like an Australian beetle beer bottle.
I was saying more like you know, pigeons are kind of thick. Pigeons have kind of a fat ass and they're walking around. And the pigeon was like, look at this. This is like the fucking hottest pigeon I've ever seen. And he was like, I'm sitting on your lap. He's like, I'm getting a fucking lap dance.
That's so funny. This pigeon. Yeah. I'm hot for a pigeon.
I think you're hot in general, but I'm saying, I think. That yeah. a pigeon thought
but
you were thick.
Everyone's got their niche they gotta find.
You ever see like
you're like me and men. I was like, no, you and pigeons. You don't you, don't you divert from what I'm putting down here. I think
okay, everyone else I told this to though was like, that's disgusting. Pigeons have like diseases and they walk around in trash. And I was like, okay, well, what am I gonna fucking?
Well, so do the men in Bushwick you hang out with. Like, it's just all about how many Nazis do they kill? All right, well, they walk around. That's disgusting. Yeah, it sucks. You get covered in justice juice, dishing it out. Sorry, you go to your polycule. No one showers. You walk around that side of the fucking city.
I'm just learning about what polycules are. Hi, I've been in Bushwick for 1 week. So yeah.
Is this really new to you?
This is really new. I found out about
it. Yeah, Mark's
on
just
a video.
Like, I thought we just lied to everybody.
Yeah, yeah. I thought that this was I thought that's why you have separate phones and stuff like that. I thought that was the whole routine.
Someone thinks that you're a drug dealer, but you're just cheating. Yeah. You have like a passport and a bunch of cash, like in a hidden part of the wall. You punch a hole.
This is crazy.
The second she's like, wait, why what are we, Mark? You're like, grab an Australian passport and just head to the airport.
Why does that person call you Jeff? Don't worry about it, babe. Don't worry. I go by a lot of different names to a lot of different people.
Why do you have a bag full of needles? These are fertility drugs. Hey, you got a visitor.
Hey, there's Yosh one man. Person ain't gonna leave me. What's going on with you?
Hey,
you're
happened.
The cutest person of all time.
But how do you feel about the polycule, Mark? Do you think
so? A polycule is like where you're just like openly in. It's like no more lying. We're finally
yeah,
being
you're
it's
just
like
doing
well, so
it.
A polycule, my understanding is there's open relationships, which is yeah. like you're dating, but you can fuck other people.
Yeah.
And then there's like polyamorous, which is like you have a primary partner, but your other people are also like partners. They're not just like, I'm in a relationship, but I fuck people. It's like, I'm in a relationship here, and I'm also in kind of relationships with all the other people. A polycule is a big group of you are all in a relationship with each other.
Yes. There's something about it that just makes me figure, like, I figure like some
also
sort of
also known
as
an open mic list.
And that's our time, folks.
Yeah.
It just feels like I just picture with the polycule like it like growing and like it's gonna absorb all of Bushwick. Like, something.
Yeah, that might.
Like, it like because it links up like how a virus sticks together or something. And I don't want to mean to. I don't mean this in a bad way. I don't want to come with some sort of judgment. But it just seems like, well, can your polycule date another polycule? And can you eventually become
like
big?
A transformer?
Yeah,
it's like that thing in South Park where they were all fucking each other and they formed a giant ball, and it rolled around. That's like kind of like you'll be like, oh, that ball will hit me. Like I'll just become part of the polycule.
Yeah, you just gotta get in the way of the traffic.
Yeah.
Yeah, then, yeah,
it's like a giant amoeba, and you'll be like, I guess I'm part of it. I think that's also the second you move into Bushwick, you just are registered part of the.
Yeah,
polycule.
I think I'm
it's
already.
It's like a Nordic country where you have to sign up and give a little like DNA sample because like everyone's cousins. You got to make sure you're not fucking someone from the wrong polycule for like inbreeding purposes. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like 7 people have been coming to my door and telling me it's time, and I don't know what it is, and I say I don't carry cash, and I close the door on it.
Bushwick missionary. Do you have time to talk about fucking my girlfriend? I don't know that I could ever do a polycule.
It's too much.
Yeah.
Too much work. It's hard enough to like keep one person, like their goals and dreams, and not pissing them off. Like 7? I think a lot of people just have too much time on their hands.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, what else do you do?
Yeah.
I
would also get a little bit like I would get slightly jealous, and I feel like that'd be like, remember, we're a polycule, we're a family, and I'm sitting over here on my hands playing Atari and no one's coming over towards me. I would feel a little bit like I wouldn't want, because there's going to be one thing where what if there's like one person that's getting fucked a lot in the polycule, and I'm
which there's gotta
here,
be
yeah,
and
I'm
over
here,
no one's getting even, it's not communism where it's like each according to their pussy.
And you would see
you know what I mean? Like there's gotta be one person that's just raking in the polycule, and then there's gotta be
we
like
gotta
there's gotta be the night
head.
Shift like third third wave, like if everybody else calls sick he's filling in,
yeah, like the weird cousin of the family that's like everyone else left, you're sitting at Thanksgiving dinner together,
yeah,
you know what
yeah.
I mean, like the whatever family version of that is in the polycule.
You're like, well, I know we don't see each other, but it's nice that everybody else had that suffer from that gonorrhea outbreak, so it's just you and me, and we could really focus on, you know, I don't get to know you behind the gimp mask a lot of the time. I don't even know what you sound like.
There's gonna be like one person that's only invited. You know, like a family meal where it's like a big extended family meal. There's gotta be one person in the polycule that doesn't make like the small family outings. That like when they're having an absolute blowout group orgy, they get invited. It's kind of like, you know, like when you're working at a restaurant and there's like a family meal or something like that. Like a person in the polycule that only makes the blowout one, but the rest of the day they're wondering why the group chat they're on is so quiet.
Yeah, there's a second polycule group chat, yeah. And there's like an inner circle.
There's a
one.
Nanocule that they're that they're inside of. That they have no idea. That
it's like, are you guys serious? Like, I think I'm entering the nanocule. I think I'm going to the next level. I think I'm entering.
So when did you meet? When did mom and dad? When did you guys meet? Well, we met before, but we became a nanocule one special night on a rooftop. We both realized we had gonorrhea and we could fuck it.
We just build a tolerance to it. That's what we do. We got to fight through it.
Like
fight
the Princess Bride.
Yeah.
Doesn't even matter. I spent 15 years building an immunity.
Also, if you have a kid, does it take a village? If you have a kid in the polycule, because that's where I. That's
oh,
where my
fuck. Wait, now we're going to horseshoe theory back around to like the village and the community and the. God damn it. I don't want to. I
think it would be like that scene from Trainspotting where like the baby dies because everyone was too busy fucking. I think they'd look up and be like, oh, someone's like in fishnets. They're like, oh, fuck, there's a baby here.
That's everyone's so entangled into like a sex swing that they can't get
out.
Give it the formula.
No, it's because you got to share that milk with like 12 other weird dudes that have a fetish.
There's three guys that have like fetish.
You know those
rights?
Like those waterfalls where like it goes all the way down, like that's the baby's mouth, and it has to go through all this different milk.
It's like, you know, there's like land rights or oils rights. There's like tit milk rights that have to be distributed equally amongst the polycule, and the baby doesn't take priority because Jeff can only get a semi if he sucks.
Did he bring Trader Joe's wine last session? I don't think so.
Whose futon do we always use for the group? Mine.
Also, hot polyamory take. I think there's like five people in the world who 100%. Genuinely are like, not five, but a small group of people who are like, I genuinely don't feel jealousy. I feel this like beautiful, equal exchange of like love and whatever. And I'm like, that's awesome on paper.
Yeah.
I think most of the people doing polyamory are lying to themselves.
Yes.
Like, feel free to do it. But like, I get this content all the time. That's like polyamory reminder. It's okay to feel jealous and need to cry and take time. And it's like, no, it's not.
Yeah, no, you're not.
Just get a boyfriend.
Yeah.
I think just date one person.
You know what it is? Also, we have such an insecure economy. That I don't. It's almost like you don't want to quit. You're like
the only way for Gen Z to buy a house.
Yeah, you're like, you don't want to quit.
What if I could get married, but it was like still roommates?
Like the way that you need to have like three part-time jobs to like make it. It's like I gotta have like three boyfriends because no one's committing to me, and everyone's
that's
like
so
like
funny.
He might cheat, he might leave. So it's like I just always want to have something. You're like, I don't want to quit my job before I fucking find a new one. So I think everybody's like, oh, I don't want to commit to this thing, so I got to have some security. I got to have three, four dicks in the rotation.
There's a person that you're in a polyamorous relationship. Sure, the market's going to crash because she's making like XE bead art or something, and you don't necessarily want to put all of your stock into that. So you want to keep a diversified portfolio and fuck someone that works in a kitchen.
You have the portfolio, and it's like, I'm putting a lot into blue-haired women, and then someone over here.
That's why it has to be seven people in a polycule, because between seven of them, they have the equivalent of like one real adult job. It's like you do beads, you do graphic design, and together you're like making bracelets or something. You know what I mean? Yeah. Also, I couldn't do a polycule because this has been my nature since I was like in school. Is I do well with a lot of one-on-one coaching. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I grow on you much like a fungus. I'm really like, the more you get to know me, I kind of infect your. I got sort of a latent riz.
Yeah.
It's like, give it
I
some
need
time.
Extra time on the test, but if you give it to me, I will ace the test.
I'll fucking get you. I'll get you.
I need you to write to the governor of North Carolina and tell them I need an extension
need
on the
go,
EOG.
I got to go to that private room where I have my own proctor, but let me tell you something. I'm raising the whole school score.
Yeah.
When you get
I'm getting it in. I'm getting it in once we're there.
If you let me use fucking one of these things, dude, I'll suck dick pretty good.
I don't even know what that is.
I have no idea.
It's for it's
the hell is that?
Is that like a stress fidget thing?
No, my friend's son had one and we were like all hanging out and I was like playing with it and I was like, oh, this is so fun. And she was like, yeah, it's for autistic kids to like help with like sensory issues.
Oh,
and I was like,
I thought it was practicing like pushing clits. it was like
rainbow,
a
gay.
It's a bunch of clits and you're like practicing like just like fingering.
It's like an autism like sensory stimulation thing and it really it calms me down.
Yeah. I hate to say that might cure me.
Yeah, I like fiddling with stuff.
Yeah.
Do you feel like you have secondhand autism?
I do think it's a like like adult children of alcoholics kind of a thing. You know what I mean? Like there should be, there's like a subculture of like
adult children,
not in a bad way. Yeah. I actually think it's a good thing.
Do you think would you know how to code if you just were in front of a computer? Like instinctually, like you just blindfolded and know how to do it.
My dad like taught me how to like code and do some basic stuff when I was a kid. And I made like a website of like I actually did know how to code for a little while.
Did you ever have a thing where like you promised yourself you wouldn't code and next thing you're doing Python and you've just made yourself a little emulator?
Like, who am I? I'm exactly what I thought. You're like, I can't make eye contact. You're wearing a Reddit shirt. You're like, I'm continuing the family curse.
Yeah, I know what I mean? Look, sue me. I was changing the variables on the Conway's Game of Life in Khan Academy, okay? But,
yeah,
you know.
Learning Python, that snake eats itself, sweetheart.
But yeah, I think like, I don't know. There is like a, but I asked my therapist if she thought I was autistic one time, and she was like,
that's like so, that's such a Maddie thing to say.
I'm picturing you sitting there very straight up on your couch like Hannibal Lecter being, am I autistic?
She's like, honey, the only thing with an AUR is fucking annoying. So how about you? How about you calm it down?
No, she literally said, she was like, no, you're like the opposite of autistic because being autistic is like, you can't pick up on social cues. And she was like, you're reacting to social cues that you made up.
Yeah.
That did not happen. You have like surplus social cues.
Yeah, you do. You're like, yeah, he did this and I,
you're like overanalyzing.
Yeah, you'd be more confident if you were autistic. Yeah. You're just like, I said that. Yes. Mm-hmm. They're very like, just input, it is output. What it is. Yeah.
Yeah. So if in any way that I am influenced by like osmosis, autism, I think has been good for me.
Yeah. Just confident. That's the letting them know on stage.
I like the culture. Oh dude. Speaking of fucking, I mean, look, I got a, Jigglypuff, Kirby, fucking like mousepad, and one of those keyboards that's like, you know, the mechanical keyboard subculture. Are you aware of what I'm talking about?
I'm
the Thaki keyboards. Mm-hmm. I got one of those. So you know what I mean? It trickles down.
It's
great.
Fun.
But yeah, I'm not autistic.
Mark.
Oh yeah, I think so. Well, I think I've never fully taken the test, but every time I Google, like, what do you normally do? First of all, Googling if you have autism is like one of the number one things, whether or not you have autism. But it's always like, you know, it's just a kind of a picture of my face. But you know what I'm upset about? I really wish that I had the autism that, like, you know, I want the Rain Man autism. Mm-hmm. I really want the...
We all want the Rain Man autism.
I know. And the problem is that
I got bullied. I got bullied in high school and I got nothing. Yeah, I have no hidden genius.
That's the problem.
I'm not like, and then I'm going to start a website. I'm like, no, I'm still an idiot. I'm just stupid and bad. Yeah, there's no bigger curse than being a dumb nerd, I tell you. I didn't like comic books either. I was just awkward.
Just getting C's and also playing video games and being bad at them. No one tells you about being bad at like the autistic pursuits as
well. I sucked at all those things.
I sucked at all, like, because I was
just too anxious to be popular. In elementary school, I was like, guys, you can't drink beer yet. So I just was not going to thrive in elementary school.
It's always some guy that's like Goodwill Hunting. They portray it as a Goodwill Hunting guy that's solving stuff on a keyboard, and the people are like, that's weird, and they shove him in the locker. And it's never just like the guy that's way too weird to speak up in just like English class or something, and then also goes home and just watches Family Guy clip. There's no space for me in the media.
Yeah, but there's no space for mediocre. Just truly, what it was all of, that was exactly
this
me.
This is what this is supposed
this
to
is
be
exactly
for.
This is our goddamn this is, platform. This is, we come back.
This is what we're holding space for.
Yeah. This is what we're holding for.
Now this feels like me and Mark are doing group therapy with our therapist, right? Like you're sitting in the chair.
And also,
like, and then yeah, I always felt like I was stupid, but I watched Family Guy.
But also,
and that
us
was good.
Like,
that must
like,
have been hard.
Us,
yeah.
But also us coming to the wrong conclusion of being like,
me being the worst therapist. You should like take that out on women. Have you thought about showing them how you feel with your fists?
Have you thought about spamming their Facebook with a bunch of different alternative accounts until their uncle gets concerned? Have you maybe thought about it? It might just be time.
I've been on the receiving end of that.
Oh
my. There's a guy that I like. He sent me a Jimmy Eat World song in fourth grade. Grade,
was it the Jimmy
it
World song?
Girl in the Middle or whatever?
No, the middle. Just takes some time.
Yeah, he like emailed that to me and was like, I love you. And I was like, I'll see you in art class.
Maddie,
I hope
breaking
doing
hearts.
Good though, you know what I mean? Sweet.
That's almost like the arranged. Awesome. That's like the arranged marriage you turned down. Like he's another kid. He's autistic. He knows. He comes from a good coding family. Like it's not for me, Dad. Yeah. I'm not part of this life.
He's
I got to make my own codes. I got to build my own website.
I don't speak your language, Dad. I do C+. Also, that is a very autistic way to sit, to send someone an email to attach an MP3.
I think you posted
it
on my Facebook wall and sent me an email.
And also, by the way,
but
that
we were in fourth grade. Yeah. You know
that
what I mean?
That was how you said stuff back then. I remember, like, people were just like, "Where were you?"
That was I remember that. That was also a top 40 song. He wasn't sending you a deep cut. Yeah, this is why you struck
really
out.
You're defending this guy. You're like, I think it was actually called In the Middle, and I think it made the charts, so it actually wasn't that weird.
It kind of was weird.
it was Mark. It's like, it was actually just a guy being really thoughtful, and he like saw you from far. And
definitely
like,
a sweet gesture. Alexa, unsend.
Like going back in the archives. Oh, my God. We could have really made some trouble in a special ed class together, guys. We would have had matching helmets.
No, but do you remember when like Facebook really was like when they started the status and it was actually what are you doing today? And people would do like people would see it and then their response would be, what am I doing right now? And would legitimately just post like, I am walking and weeding my garden. And it would just be like an absolute just like those were better times.
It literally is like caveman level like. I'm drawing a picture of bison because I am around bison. I am posting an omelet because I am eating an omelet. Like it's the most basic form of that media.
And now you film yourself doing your routine like anybody gives a fuck. Where they're like, this is my morning. I'm making breakfast. I'm doing that. And you're like, who cares?
Dude, not to sound totally up my own fucking ass, but I deleted Instagram off my phone and I just have it on like an iPod and I pull that out when I need
to. I think that's what
we
should all do.
Don't even have it on my phone. Yeah. And then I re-downloaded it because I was bored on the train and I was scrolling it and I was like, oh, I feel like I'm going to like have a seizure. Like this is like insane. And also like everyone on here is clearly like marketing themselves in a way. You watch it enough and you're like, this is really this girl's routine.
It's not.
And then I re-downloaded it and I was like, this is like the fakest shit I've ever. You're like selling shit.
It's PR for everyone has their own PR team now.
Everyone's like, trying to sell you some sort of vitamin supplement that's part of their morning routine. So they'll be like, I wake up and then I open my apartment and they always live somewhere like in Midtown and they open it up and they have a completely white apartment and their skin is also perfectly olive-y and they're wearing a full white thing. They're like, I get up, I pet the whitest dog you've ever seen in the whitest bed. And then I go and get ready, and then I make, I put some berries in, and then I also do my mixed greens, and they put out this big, gigantic thing. And the thing is, it's all, particularly TikTok now, is just all sponsorship, because they get paid if you click on whatever they're selling through the ad. So even people that I like and respect that were just doing stuff like, I'm going to explain how far away the planets are. And it's like, if you want to know how far away the planets are, and they know I fucking do. They're coming right at me. It'll just, and they're like, by the way, if you want to know about this, maybe you can buy this like a solar, you know, this kind of like solar system model. And they'll put up a little sponsorship ad and they'll be like, Mark, you know you want it. We can register the eye contact that you make through your camera lens. We know you got the bug. And they're going to eventually get me. But I still have it. I need to delete it. I need to throw my phone into the river.
It's really kind of got to happen.
We need to make those videos about the worst parts of our lives.
That's
to
so
counteract
funny.
All the positive stuff. It's like, this is my day. I wake up. I don't know who I am anymore. I don't know where I am. I apologize to everyone in my contact list. I ask a friend who I said I would never do this again to borrow $40. I go, I'm 10 years into a career that's gone nowhere. Call my mom and lie about how I'm doing later.
Fit then check. I go, it's just like a noose. Fits great. All right.
Yeah. Do it.
Every morning I wake up, I take an Adderall, I go back to sleep, and I let that wake me up. And then I go in the bathroom, and I take off my makeup from last night. Did you ever fall asleep in contact lenses?
Oh, no, we don't have contact lenses.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, pretty crazy.
2020.
It's so crazy that we're broken.
Jewish people are the chosen people, and I'm like, I have like a bad gut and no eyes. It's just like we really have been fucked by God. I really am like falling apart.
That might have been just something to tell the Jews to keep them going in the desert.
It's like, so you can't see how far you're going.
it's been 40 years. It's right around the corner.
It's right over there, and they don't want to admit that they can't see. Yeah. And they're like, I guess it's over there. Or maybe like telling Jewish people they're the chosen people is like, you know, because it would be tough. You would kind of wake up one day and you'd be like, I'm now intolerant to the kinds of new milk they made to be intolerant. And if you're like, it's the chosen people, it's very good. You know what I mean? Where Irish people don't think they're the chosen people and you just drink till you die.
Yeah.
And that's a lot worse.
Yeah. That is, yeah.
That's not
and
an
what's
idea.
The Jewish version of that? Just having two glasses of milk? Is that the suicide attempt?
I actually feel like most Jews I know are not super heavy drinkers. We're not really like, you have like wine I mean, if you were doing like Shabbat dinner, like I maybe had like a sip of wine. No, we didn't use grape juice. Mm. I don't know. It wasn't a big part, but my parents also aren't really big drinkers.
Did you ever do wine at church, or were you?
We
would do Welch's just grapey.
When I was younger, and I was went to Catholic, but then my mom switched to non-denominational because they had better sign language interpreters, so they didn't have communion. They're just people vibing. it's just like the guy is all dressed up, and he's like, "Jesus had haters, drinking that haterade," and it's like it's gotten to the point where it's like, is this even about God, or is this just a brewery of people showing off like old Navy outfits and the fact that you're good at guitar?
Yeah, once I started doing like secular Judaism stuff, it was like this is kind of the same as like an open mic.
It's just comedy. It's
a secular like a diner Judaism. Yeah.
It's a Tony Robbins kind of like speech where like we go to this. My mom goes to a church. It's like in a big auditorium, mm-hmm. and you have someone that hits the pad. And then it's mainly just a rocking concert, which a bunch of people.
Wait, like a mega church?
It's like it's. Yeah.
It's Mark just pitching it. It's not a mega church, just a church that God loves.
I wouldn't say a mega. God's love is bigger than any building. So to call it a mega church is crazy. She doesn't go there now anymore. This is the one. Do you know about the? I might get struck by lightning by telling this on a public forum, but like the head of the church, got caught having sex with a lady that was like 30 years younger than him. That used to be on America's Next Top Model. So now
this is in North Carolina.
This is in North Kakalaki.
Whoa.
Which is that's where these things kind of things happen. You build the flock where the fertile ground in North Carolina, and they strike you down. Even though Jesus hung out with Mary Magdalene, but yeah, no, yeah. They don't give you any grace for that.
Wait, he was a preacher or a priest?
He was like the preacher of like a mega church.
Can
kind
preachers
of thing.
Do they have to be celibate or
they don't have to be celibate? But you got to be.
He's
married and it's weird.
And yeah.
He was married to a woman for. How much can and the guy's got a he's got a bi- he's got he's jacked.
Jesus
he's
had 12
shirt.
Disciples. I can't have two bitches.
Jesus was in defeat too.
Yeah, yeah. Put that on a t-shirt. Sell it on the Patreon. Now we're cooking.
He fed the 5,000. I can't fucking two bitches. I can't do. And yeah. they cast him like Lucifer from heaven. And he turned
fish into water or whatever. I can't make her pussy squirt.
turned a Red Lobster gift card into two dates. All right, let's hold off. Let's fill up on the Cheddar Bay biscuit, sweetheart. All right, I only got $50 left on this thing.
God. I'm leading my people through a desert. It's bringing a girl home to a room with no bed frame.
Oh my God. Religion is
the sermon. The sermon on the hood of my car, where I tell her she cannot tell anyone about this, and this has got to stay between us.
If you were walking on the beach and you see only one set of footprints, it is because I left to go back to my wife.
Do you think comedy, in a way, is just modern day secular church, where it's like you are just trying to build a fan base to get laid? Like it's a lot of a similar vibe. Like everyone's like. Fuck yeah! That's the guy. They're like, what hot taste does he have? And the women are like, oh my God, him. Like,
and they're like, women can't really do it. And it's like, you can, but quite frankly, I don't know why you want to. You're welcome to join these ranks, but I don't know what you're getting out of it. Yeah.
And there's a lot of quoting the sacred text to make you right. I'm just like, if you quote the ONA, Patrice O'Neill says crowd work is bad. Thus, I'm
the
not
tough crowd last supper.
Oh my God.
It is almost that level of like nerdy homeschool like... Like, somebody who, yeah. like, only listens to comedy podcasts is, like, the same kind of person that only listens to, like, gospel music.
Yeah, yeah, I don't focus on non-comedy education. Yeah. I get all my politics from George Carlin.
Wait, it's literally the same because they're like, no, there's this new alt kind. They, like, use a guitar.
We're getting away. It's not just a guy up there talking seriously.
If you think Nick Thune wouldn't be the coolest youth pastor.
I'm almost, now I feel like I'm a religious fundamentalist where I see them up there and it's just like, they were using a puppet? That ain't right. I'm trying to go back to...
No. I'm trying to get back to the...
Return to the setup, punch, pure, no audience interaction.
Boston is like the revivalist tents. That's like them coming in there like, we're just trying to get back to the Lord's, which comedy was about, which is poorly written, offensive jokes with no creativity.
And
they are the hardcore Christians where like, you can't drink or listen to music. that is Joe Rogan's club.
That's
I'm like,
so
no,
funny.
We're about the worst aspects of the religion, which are all the offensive shit that everyone should have moved on from.
Tony Hinchcliffe is the fucking preacher from There Will Be Blood. Yeah. Like, coming into the town, this weird little guy.
They're the First Testament. They're like, no, God's supposed to hate you. You're not supposed to like comedy. It's supposed to be mean and crude. It's just about calling women fat. That's like, you know, the thing they used to do during the Black Plague where they whip themselves to rid the sickness. That is Kill Tony. Oh, bless me, for I have sinned. I thought about another person's rights, and they're like, you get 1,000 lashes, 1,000 lashes by the untalented.
He does look like a little eunuch friar that's like, you are being punished by the courts.
Yeah. Confession is, this is the Joe Rogan podcast. I don't know, man. Sometimes I have those thoughts. It's not good, man. Got to take a lot of creatine. Yeah.
You got to do 100 open mic sets and then 50 podcasts. And then you will be cleansed.
Yeah.
There also, I think, is like that same connection between like autism and religion. Like, yeah. I would not be surprised if the people who like started like a lot of like religious traditions were like...
They're so autistic.
It is like stimming and like repetition and like, yeah, and schizophrenia.
Because you're like, I see a pattern and it's all because of the sky guy.
And now I need to do this in order to... And OCD is
like
super similar.
I also think about that. Me and Mark have talked about this. If everything fails, youth group pastor all the way.
Yeah. 100%.
Nobody can doubt. Nobody can take that from you. Like, that's the ultimate trump card for your family. Is like, no, I'm a born again Christian.
I got.
And it's like, fuck you.
I might have one of the only families where like they would be so disappointed if I did that.
Like your mom is crying. Like, I just don't even know who you are anymore. And you're like, you're fully just waking up early and like going to church.
It's such a.
You're like hosting picnics.
I told my dad I was getting rid of my wet hair dye, and he was half jokingly like, "You're not gonna do that. My kids are weird, and you're not going to stop now."
I
would get punished if I was like, I'm moving to Raleigh, and I'm taking my kids to Sunday school.
Yeah, if you were a real estate agent that was a Christian, I think your dad would stop talking to you. He's like, I just don't know where my daughter is anymore.
Dude, it's
like all the same things that you're actually just doing, like, really wholesome, basic shit.
It's the ultimate out. I mean, to have that parachute cord right there.
It's nice.
And like, life's failing. And the good thing is, your life's failing. Everything's going bad. It's crashing and burning. That looks bad from the outside. But all that is your story that you're going to tell when you're in front of your flock to tell them about how God intervened. You're not in a downward slope.
I was living
for
myself.
Like a plane that is going down. You're going to use the kind of the third air to go right back up. And also, you do comedy, right?
Mm-hmm.
But so you're standing in front of a bunch of people, and you have this kind of urge to be funny. There's a reaction you want them to get. Mm-hmm. Youth pastor, it's the same shit, but you don't have to be funny. And then if
you could run the same hour every week, so if you have a residence, you sprinkle a few bits of new.
I'm still just talking about abortion every night.
Yeah, it's the same kind of material. You're getting up there, and then when we start to bomb, you start to go a little bit bad. All you have to do is just be like, and that's when God came in my life. Is anyone going to say you're doing bad for saying God came into your life? Is anyone going to write a little letter into the suggestion
box?
That's
the get or done right there. That's like the old faithful.
Amen.
You can lean on.
Here's your sign. It's the cross.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Well, guys, speaking of the Lord, we got to go do the Lord's work on the Patreon.
Amen, brother.
So we might have to close this up. Mark, where can the good people find and follow you?
You guys know I'm at Mark McPart. And you guys can find me on Broadway Avenue in Bushwick.
Come on, Mark. Go ask him a pointed question. And then
I'm on Instagram at Maddie T. Wiener. I got road dates coming up. Fucking Ohio, Toronto, Portland, Seattle. They're coming up, but they're on my Instagram at Maddie T. Wiener. Or they're on my website, maddiewiener.com. Come to a show.
Sweet. Yeah, guys, thanks for listening as always. I love each and every one of you. Follow me on Kenyon Comedy on Instagram. Follow our podcast page on the TikTok, Phones in the Bag.
Mm.
We got a Patreon. We got a bunch of fun stuff. If you like listening, just leave us a 5-star review on iTunes.
Oh, and subscribe to the YouTube channel if you can. If you're coming here from Apple Podcasts, we love you. And a subscribe there
goes
a long way so we can also start posting like
stand-up
and specials
stuff.
And all that kind of shit.
Be part of a community.
Yeah, dude.
Make our own little religion cult.
Yeah.
The end times are coming. And don't don't you want to be part of the chosen flock?
Jesus was on the cross. Well, the phone's in the bag. Yeah. We got to get a little emblem. Oh, my God. We got to sell that, like little necklaces.
That's
like
just Jesus on the cross,
but it's a phone in a bag.
Holy.
What are we doing?
Yeah.
Yeah. Follow the page to get those, because those are coming in the merch.
Yeah, we'll figure out how to do
that. Or sell them on TikTok. Ignore that whole thing where I said it was bad. It feeds you the products right to the people. It's very good.
Yeah, we're like, everyone's a snake oil salesman these days. We got plastic that does nothing. We're going to get that cooking pretty soon.
Follow my Patreon.
All right, we'll see you on the Patreon. Bye.